You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
If you use prepaid electricity, you'll want to listen to this. Johannesburg residents must now pay a 200 rand surcharge for prepaid electricity, along with increased tariffs. The updated prepaid tariffs are structured in tiers, with costs ranging from 2 rand 72 to 3 rand 62 per kilowatt hour, depending obviously on usage. More now from Ngobani Mzizi, who's Senior Manager, Revenue Enhancement for City Power. And first up then, can you explain the rationale behind implementing the surcharge for this cohort of customers?
All right, Jeremy. So the rationale behind it is pretty simple. Customers who are on prepaid for years have only been paying for consumption and have not been contributing their share towards the maintenance of the infrastructure that brings the power to their meter box. So maybe just to give a historical context, prepaid was intended for indigenous customers when it was introduced many, many years ago. So there's been a huge migration towards prepaid because the tariff of prepaid has been cheaper historically. And we're just moving with that historical context of keeping it low for affordability purposes for those who we had earmarked at that point for it to be unaffordable. But with the huge migration, we saw that we are losing a large number of customers who should be contributing service and network charges, which are intended to maintain and to upgrade our infrastructure. And as such, that kitty has become smaller, yet the number of customers on prepaid are bigger, even those customers who can afford to contribute. And therefore, we are saying now everyone must contribute towards that kitty, because if what they've been paying only is just consumption, which is money that goes to Eskom and nothing else for any other fee. So that's why, that's the rationale behind this.
You will concede it's a very unpopular decision, and you'll acknowledge that there's been a lot of pushback.
Absolutely. I mean, when one takes such a decision, I don't think we took it with the thought that it will be well received, as with all changes and as with all tariff increases every year at this time. There's always a pushback, whether there was a service fee or any form of increase, 10, 11, 9%. So this one, of course, it's a bit steeper, and we anticipated this. So we are pleading with all our customers to understand and just to bear with us and work with us on this.
How did you determine the exact amount for the network capacity charge, which is 130 rand, and the service charge, which is 70 rand. Explain the mathematics behind that.
All right. So how this is done is that we say, how much will it cost us firstly to maintain our infrastructure? That's the network charge. And then the service charge is towards the fixed cost that we pay. That is staff, that is our equipment that we use, and all else alike. So it is based on the number of customers that we have. I mean, as well, you may not know, but we have over 300,000 customers throughout the city of Johannesburg. So everybody contributes towards that. So given that the prepaid population is quite big, they pay a low fee as compared to the others. And again, I say this not to trivialize the amount, Jeremy, to say that it's low. Of course, 200 from 0 to 200 is quite significant in the current economic climate. But when compared to other domestic customers who are on conventional tariffs, they pay in excess of 700-800 rand, whether they consume or not. So this is just based on a mathematical calculation of those who are on prepaid and split out across, because business customers and commercial customers are also paying likewise. They pay an even bigger fee, even though they make a smaller number of our customers throughout that 300 plus population that I told you about, or customer base, as it were.
What would the implication be if the current trajectory continued and you didn't implement this?
Well, I mean, it's where we find ourselves right now, Jeremy. So it would have worsened. I mean, you would know that the city of Joburg is facing financial challenges, as with all municipalities. And in part, we sought to look out to say, where are we losing and where can we recover the money? So had we not implemented this, it would have further taken us into debt. Maybe just to give context again on this, from a debt point of view, we have a debt book of 10 billion. And that is because those who have been subsidizing, because tariffs are designed in such a way, there's cross-subsidization. The cross-subsidization was not even making up for the cost of running the business, as it were. So had we continued in this way, we would have definitely found ourselves in even bigger trouble. And years later, it would have been a bigger hole and impossible to get out of. As it is right now, the 10 10 billion is a very tough challenge that we are facing. And as tough as it is, Jeremy, we are struggling to get out of it. So we are trying to look at ways which are legitimate, which are legal, of course, which are still within the approvals of the regulator. As we know, working in a regulated environment, the regulator has said that it's proper for us to do this, understanding the cost of running our business. Because when we apply, they say, what is the cost of running the business? What are the tariffs? They then do their own mathematical calculations, because our tariffs are cost reflective. They are always based on cost. So they've seen that we really need this. So had we not implemented it, we would have been in an even deeper crisis, and the city of Joburg would be really struggling even more than we currently are. So we're hopeful that this is going to at least contribute towards pulling us out of this, and everyone contributes towards the service that they expect to receive.
Is there a risk attached to this decision, in as much as that people who are on prepaid solutions might simply choose not to?
Well, I guess the risk attached is a risk that we've always had, and that customers who are on customers on prepaid would bypass electricity. I mean, that always happens, right? And it's not that it always happens and we accept it. It's an inevitable risk of the business that we're in. So what could be a possible risk is that we might see a surge in that. And we are geared and prepared for that, because a person who probably typically budget maybe 500 rand for electricity is now going to get electricity worth 300 at a higher tariff, much less than they would have gotten for the 300, and the 200 rand plus VAT goes to service charge. So the risk might be that. Of course, people still need our service, so they are going to use the service. It's just a matter of the quantum. Maybe they'll use less, which is still fine, because it means we don't have to buy as much as we need to. But the other risk, of course, is the risk of bypass, which we are geared and ready for.
Well, the risk of bypass is critical, particularly at the top end of the market, given that more and more people are looking at renewable solutions. So in many ways, you're between a rock and a hard place, aren't you?
Most definitely. I mean, we've seen our customer base decrease, or let me say revenues. The customer base remains the same. Revenues decrease because customers are migrating to alternative sources. And not only that, load shedding, at least now, we haven't had it for about 60 plus days. Load shedding in and of itself was also working against us, because the usage was decreasing, which means it was reducing our revenue. So indeed, at least one thing is going to help us now with the stable supply. Number two, with the service charge, we are going to at least try and recoup. And for those who are on solar, there's really nothing that we can do. We just have to try and work with them and accept it and transform our business, as it were, to incorporate them. So it is quite a challenging business at this point, I must say, to you, Jeremy, and the listeners. And all that we are just trying to do is to keep the business surviving, because the service is essential. Yes, those who can afford to be off the grid can, but maybe it's even less than 0.01%, and this is just my number, it could be even smaller, but those who need the service are more than those who don't need it. So it is imperative that we do this, and it's our constitutional obligation to do this as well.
Realistically, does City Power see itself in the short to medium term making any dent in that 20 billion rand debt that you currently have, as well as losses, I understand, of between 500 million and a billion rand a month?
Yes, so the debt book is 10 billion. So yes, realistically, we are hoping, I mean, we are implementing stringent drives, stringent initiatives to try and recoup that, Jeremy. I think where we lost it, maybe just to contextualize again, I'd like to give context, is when is at the advent of COVID 2020, where we became a bit relaxed with regards to collections, and that's where the debt ballooned. So we are now really pushing, and maybe for those who are listening, we are now even taking further legal steps to a point of attaching properties of those customers who are not paying, and just following the route. So that is but one part of it. The other part is also being more vigorous in terms of our drives with the disconnections and so forth. And that is geared or driven towards reducing the debt. So that's the one part in trying to reduce the debt. Not only that, I mean, that is maybe astringent. On the other end, we are also open to say, come through, make arrangements. We've got lenient terms for you to pay, because we do not want you to not use the service, because it's essential to you. But at the same time, we also do not want you to not pay. So we are open to many avenues or possibilities of collecting the debt. On the second part of your question, Jeremy, with regards to the losses, we are also trying to to strengthen our revenue protection measures and our measures to try and identify loss areas, to try and identify places where we are losing quite a lot. So it's a multi-prone approach that we have started, and yes, it's not yielding the results now, but the needle is shifting gradually, and it's quite a long term. You said short to medium, it might be even longer term, because the sustainability of this institution is critical for the economy of this country as we supply Joburg.
Thank you very much for talking to me, Nkobani Mzizi, Senior Manager, Revenue Enhancement at City Power. Appreciate your time.